American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. As colleges and universities are up and running again for the fall, anti-Israel protesters are back at it as well. Here's Fox's Alexis McAdams.
Another school year where things were supposed to change here at the Ivy League school at Columbia University on New York City's Upper West Side. But even though it's all starting brand new for these students, it's really the same situation here with more pro-Palestinian protests. And they tell me they're not going to stop anytime soon. This afternoon, at least two protesters here were arrested, taken into custody by the NYPD. Red paint also was thrown all over a statue on campus symbolizing blood. So there's been issues with that on the quad. This is the first day. Now they're power washing to try and remove that red paint. And according to the NYPD, there were at least 5,000 people who were walking the streets during the pro-Palestinian protests on Sunday afternoon.
Here's Fox's Jeff Paul with an update from Israel after the death of six hostages over the weekend.
Another night of demonstrations here in Tel Aviv. That is where a lot of protesters and family members of the remaining 101 hostages showed up in full force to try to apply as much pressure as they could, both to the Israeli government and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, to make a deal and get the remaining hostages back home. Now, in the wake of the six hostages whose bodies were recovered from Gaza this past weekend, thousands upon thousands of people have been taking to the streets throughout Israel for the past few nights. The demonstrations have been both a mix of sadness and outright anger. As many Israelis believe, had a ceasefire agreement been reached, those six hostages would still be alive. They feel more could have been done to prevent their deaths.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu apologized to the family members of the hostages that were killed while holding a press conference. There are concerns that illegal immigrants may vote in the presidential election. Asked about this today at the White House press briefing, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre dismissed the concerns.
Look, we said it in a statement of an administrative policy. We said this in July. We strongly oppose this Republican stunt. And as fact checkers across the board have made clear, it is already illegal for non-citizens to vote in federal elections. It's already illegal.
Responding to this on Washington Watch, former Congressman Jody Heiss of Georgia said this does not mean it will not happen.
There are already laws that says you can't go over 55 miles an hour, too. But people do it all the time. Just because a law says you can't vote if you're illegal does not mean it's not going to happen.
Yesterday, a Brazilian Supreme Court panel unanimously upheld the decision of one of its justices to block billionaire Elon Musk's social media platform X nationwide, according to the court's website. The broader support among justices undermines the effort by Musk and his supporters to cast the justice as an authoritarian renegade who is intent on censoring political speech in Brazil. Many people flooded the streets of Paris to see the Summer Olympics, and as AFN's Chris Woodward reports, thousands of them heard the gospel of Jesus Christ as a result.
Brian Berry was part of a missionary team that went to Paris to share the gospel with athletes and spectators, some of them from countries close to Christianity. Berry shared his story in an upcoming interview on American Family Radio's Exploring Missions program.
I was able to be part of something called Project Paris 2024, where over 3 weeks of the Olympics, we had different teams each week, and we went out and we just shared gospel tracts on the streets of Paris, by the Eiffel Tower, by different sporting event locations, and all over Paris, and we were sharing the gospel with thousands and thousands and thousands of people.
The evangelism team's motto was, as the world comes to Paris, we will be there to share Christ with the world.
A lot of prayer, a lot of planning, a lot of fundraising went into this. And now being on this side of it, we can definitely say it was a huge success, and we're thankful that God allowed us to go.
The tracks were in English and included Bible verses, but included in the track was a QR code that people can scan and get information in other languages. It would also connect people to a gospel-preaching church in their area.
So regardless of the language someone spoke to, a language was not going to be a barrier between us getting to share Christ with them.
I'm Chris Woodward.
See more news at afn.net.